And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler-Taylor talks about a year with no clothes.
I wonder if I could do that. Maybe you've had that thought when you heard or read of some challenge that someone else has embraced. Well, I have. About this time last year, I read Ann Patchett's op-ed in the not-yet-failed New York Times concerning her going for a year without making clothing purchases. And not just clothing purchases, but anything that she deemed to be unneeded items. For those who might like to read Ann's piece, there is a link to it on the Michiana Chronicles webpage. Being a little unsure about this project, way more difficult than giving up swearing or even alcohol consumption for Lent, I decided to limit my verboten purchases just to garments. I wouldn't be as stringent. The occasional shoes, handbag, or jewelry would be allowable. Nonetheless, I was apprehensive. Major deprivation could be looming. Understand, I have clothing. Actually, lots of clothing. Having been approximately the same size for years, I even have a good bit of wearable clothing. Love of fabric, color, and texture is one of the roots of this. Possibly another, to paraphrase David Sedaris when he is speaking of consumerism, filling some unknown hole in my soul, could be there too. Whatever, I'm just an easy mark for a nice piece of fabric, preferably in a natural fiber. What I viewed as the first hurdle was when that social maven Larry and I received an invitation to a wedding where the requested dress was semi-formal. Pre-determination to buy no clothing, this invitation would have prompted my scampering to purveyors of fashion for just the right thing. This year, though, it prompted a trip to the cedar closet for just the right thing. Rats! No weaseling out of the pact with myself. There was something, a choice even. At least two acceptable things were on file. Now let's dance backward to my youth, for what, only this summer, became clear to me as the root of this neediness. My Aunt Rose. As a child, a period where I can remember many of my garments, Aunt Rose made some delightful clothing for me. Among others, there was a red dress with appliqued snowballs and a snowman down near the hemline. And she gave me my first sewing machine. Yes, I still have that, too. In short, she made a poster child for the saying, "Give me a child before the age of 7, and the child is mine for life." The saying is slightly modified to be gender correct. I was hooked on fabric. A tour through the closet is personal history. The clothing there is tightly bound with life memories. So, sadly, this summer when my Aunt Rose died, and as the beloved niece, I was deputized to remove her belongings from her home, she lived alone, and she had lots of closets. It came to me that when you live alone, almost your whole house can be a closet if you wish. Working through her home, it seemed as though most of her clothing from her entire life must have been contained there. To resort to an adage, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Even the densest could see a role modeling pattern here. Or maybe it's genetics. That would be a handier explanation, since genetics is inescapable. Why would one be a so-called science denier? It's such a convenient excuse. Genetics being what it is, Aunt Rose and I were of similar size. Even so, I dutifully bagged her clothing rather than dragging it home, although technically it would not have been shopping. And I sent the many, many bags full of wonderful things off to a charity. Now, 11 months into my experiment, I know that I can do this buy no clothes for a year thing. I'm just not sure that I want to do it again. That unknown hole remains in my soul. So, after the first of the year, it's off on an Eileen Fisher binge. Then, we'll see. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Put on your red dress, babe, 'cause we going out tonight. dress, baby, now. 'Cause we going out tonight.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now.
Scared some food by water fight.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.